Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3450BN. Today's date is September 13th, 2024, and the title of the episode is, Did ABC Interfere with the Elections? Insurgency Exposed. People are walking through the door. Let's talk about protecting yourself. With rising global tensions and nuclear safety concerns in Ukraine, the threat of nuclear incident is more real than ever. One of the world's largest nuclear plants is facing multiple threats, making these dangers more real now than ever. You've probably got the basics covered, food, water, first aid, but here's the critical gap in most people's preparedness, radiation protection. That's where RadioGuard ACE comes in. As an FDA-approved treatment that's been part of the U.S. government emergency stockpile since 2003, RadioGuard ACE is now available to you. It's designed to trap and eliminate harmful radioactive materials from your body, ensuring you're protected when it matters most. Rumble's radiation emergency kit brings this vital treatment to your home, along with thyroid protection, nausea medication, and a radiation monitor. Visit 5gfree.com, use code X22, and get 15% off, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, everything that they've been doing since Trump announced that he's going to be running again is completely and utterly falling apart on them. And you can see that they're becoming more and more desperate every single day, which means they're going to be doing a lot of stupid things. Just like during the debates, I think the majority of the country realizes that Kamala Harris, she was fed certain information. She rehearsed with that information. And now it's come out that, hey, maybe ABC gave Kamala Harris and team maybe the questions, or maybe not the questions, because again, ABC saying we didn't give the questions, but what about the topics? Did she get information? Plus, nobody ever revealed that her sorority sister was going to be moderating. So again, is this election interference? Because when you really look at what happened during the debates, you could see it was very, very one-sided. And the people of this country, they're starting to realize, and they see it very, very clearly, that this wasn't a debate between Trump and Kamala. It was really a debate between Obama in the background and the two moderators. Kamala was just the puppet in front. And now there is going to be an investigation. Now people are saying, what is going on here? Now there's a whistleblower that has already signed a statement. This is going to be very, very interesting. So what is happening now? Everything that happened during the debate, where Trump was telling the truth and they were lying, the people of this country, they're not relying on the fake news. They're not relying on Fox or relying on MSNBC, CNN, MSNBC and the rest. They're going out and they're actually checking. Well, let's just check to see if she said these things. Let's check to see if Trump is right. And you know what the people are finding? That he told the truth and she lied. And the moderators covered everything up for her. And they were against Trump. Because remember, the internet is forever. See, the power is not the fake news. The fake news is just a little tiny little bubble with a couple of people. The rest of the country is looking at social media. The rest of the country is now checking. The rest of the country is seeing the evidence. They're seeing the receipts. And this destroyed the entire narrative of Kamala, of the moderators, of Obama in the background. This is why they're having such a big problem right now. Plus, everyone can see that she lied because of her snarky comments. Oh, nobody's eating cats. That's ridiculous. Well, it turns out that they are. Oh, I don't want transgender surgeries for inmates. Oh, yes, she does. I'm not going to take your guns away. That's ridiculous. Well, it turns out it's on her website. That's one of her policies. Plus, she said it many, many times before. So what did people say? They saw, holy crap, she lied, not to Trump. She lied to the American people. She stood there and told lies. Remember, these people don't know how to tell the truth. These people, all they can do is lie. And she stood there and she lied to the people. Now, it doesn't mean the Democrats are going to say, oh my God, she lied. Yes, there's a lot of people now that are now thinking. There's a lot of people now going, holy crap, I saw this on Facebook. I saw this on Instagram. I saw this on X. I saw this in many other places. And you know something? It looks like she might have lied here, and I don't know what to think about this. This is kind of odd. See, sometimes you got to show the people the truth. Now people are saying, did she lie? Let me look at other things. And I think what we're seeing right now is Trump opened the door, and now people are starting to walk through it. Remember, he can only open the door. People need to see it. People need to think logically. People need to understand it. And they have to come to the conclusion on their own. And then once they realize they've been lied to, then they can walk through the door. And I do believe Trump has opened the door from the very, very beginning. And as time goes on, more and more people are going to see the truth. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election and we see them set the stage for war, because that's exactly what they're doing right now, we're going to see not just one area where war is picking up. And again, when Trump says it's a world war, that means it's happening in many locations. You're going to see problems in Ukraine and Russia. You're going to see problems in the Middle East. You're going to see problems with China and Taiwan. And the U.S. and other countries are going to be in the middle of this. And yes, we could see the deep state players. They are definitely pushing the idea that they want war. How are they doing this? They are now saying, yes, let's let Ukraine fire long-range missiles into Russia. So I do believe we're going to see multiple points right now where people are going to be looking at this going, what the hell is going on here? Because what are they seeing? They're seeing war break out in Ukraine, not just a little tiny war inside Ukraine. We're talking about Russia now is battling NATO. Russia now is battling Europe. Russia now is battling the U.S. Same thing in Taiwan. China is going to be battling the U.S. When Iran attacks Israel, the U.S. is going to be fighting who? Iran. And then think about the border. Think about all the terrorists that were allowed into this country. Think about all the gangs that were allowed into this country. We're heading towards a major, major crisis. And the crisis is not just war. Yes, this is going to scare the people because they're going to see it all over the place. And yes, we might see an event that's actually going to scare the people a lot more. But they're also going to experience the economy breaking down. I do believe we're going to have a market correction in October. And I don't mean by 1,000 points. I think we're going to see a market correction of maybe 5, maybe up to 10,000 points, which is going to scare the people. And you're going to hear the fake news saying we might be heading into a recession. Actually, Jamie Dimon already came out and let everyone know that he believes a recession is coming. I do believe we're already in a recession, because if you look at all the actual data of the economy, you could see the economy is actually breaking down. It's been breaking down for a very long time. And the deep state, the Biden administration, the central bank, they've been using fake data to convince everyone that the economy is okay. So you have the economy breaking down. You have war breaking out in Ukraine and Russia, which is not just Ukraine and Russia, because now they'll be battling Europe, because Europe is going to sound the alarm saying, oh, listen, we got to go defend what is going on in Ukraine right now, because they attacked Ukraine. The U.S. is going to say we might have to send troops over there. People are going to go, whoa, wait, what's going on here? Then all of a sudden, Iran attacks Israel. And then the U.S. said, remember the deep state players said the U.S. will back Israel. So you're going to see that out there. And they might say we have to send troops and ships out that way. And then they said, yes, we'll defend Taiwan. And then when China does something to Taiwan, all of a sudden, the U.S. is involved in that war. So when you look at it, that is World War III. And then think about all the other countries. Because again, you have China backing Iran, Russia backing Iran, and then you have the European countries and the U.S. So basically, this is looking like a world war. And we might see some type of an event that's going to scare the people. Because when you start to look at this, you're going to go, whoa, what's going on here? And on top of that, the economy crashing. What do you think Kamala's going to do? What do you think Biden's going to do? All you're going to do is you're going to see everything get worse. What do you think they're going to end up doing? Absolutely nothing. And Trump, he's letting everyone know, we can have peace. People might not believe him. People might say, you know what? Nah, war's not really happening. And all of a sudden, we have maybe one event, two events, three events. Maybe we see these things. And then people really start to wake up. And along the way, what you're going to see is you're going to see their entire insurgency being exposed. Because now they're going to do really stupid things. Now, they know at this point, it doesn't matter if they hide what they do or who they are. They're going to show you. And the people are going to see it as clear as day. And I do believe when people see the economy coming down, when people see war and events happening, it's going to scare a lot of people. And it's going to scare people like they've never been scared before. And I don't mean cities are going to blow up or anything like that. I mean, they're going to see it and they're going to say, wow, one wrong move, we could be in World War III. One wrong move, we could be in a nuclear war. And people are going to be on the edge of their seats watching all of this. And Trump on one side is going to say, listen, it doesn't have to be this way. If you just elect me as president-elect, I will stop it. Kamala and Harris say, well, if you elect me, I will stop it. And then everyone's going to go, well, you're already in office. Can you stop it now? Please stop it now. So when they don't stop it in the month of October and it gets worse and worse, do you think people are going to say, you know what? If we elect her, she can really do this. No, she can't do it now. You see, Trump has her right now. If she can't do it now, do you really think she can do it when she's elected? That's what people are going to say. When the economy's crashing in October and she says, don't worry, elect me, I can fix it. Well, people are going to say, well, fix it now. You told us the economy was okay. So can you fix it now? And when she can't, because she won't be able to, because she's the one who caused all of this, what are people going to say? Well, if you can't fix it now, what makes you think you can fix it when you're a president? You're already in office. You're sitting there. Do it. And all of a sudden, people are going to go, holy crap. We have to, this is not good. Even the Democrats, they're going to say, okay, we have her in office. We have Biden there. They can't do anything. It's just getting worse. We're going to have to vote for someone that can actually fix this. We're going to have to vote for someone that could stop the war. We're going to have to vote for someone that could fix the economy. Who's here? Oh, Trump. Trump's here. That's who we're going to have to vote for. You see, Trump has all the leverage right now. Trump, he's going to show the people. And I don't mean he's causing this. They're the ones who are causing it. But as what they're doing, because he knows the playbook, they are showing the people the truth. And he's hoping, and I think the people will think logically and the people will say, yes, we need someone that's going to stop all this. He's hoping that the people say, yeah, you know something? I see it now. I see that they can't handle this. I see right now they're in office. I see that they're not going to do anything. I see everything that they're telling us is not working. It's just getting worse. The market's going down. The economy's imploding. There's layoffs right now. War's building up all over the place. They're in office. They're doing absolutely nothing. How do they get around this? They won't be able to. Trump has them where he wants them. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, I want to start off with Liam, because Liam has a rare brain disorder and growth hormone deficiency. And this is something the fake news most likely will never, ever show you. And he got a special 8th birthday letter from a very special person. Just take a listen.
Can you read it? Out loud?
Yeah.
Sure. It says, Dear Liam, happy 8th birthday. Mrs. Trump and I hope you enjoy this special occasion surrounded by the love of your family and friends. We are so encouraged by the strength and determination you have shown throughout your young life and send our love and best wishes to you as you continue to fight. Remember, you are never alone, and we are keeping you in our thoughts and prayers for continued health, for continued care and good health. May God bless you and your family. Stay strong. Sincerely. Can you tell me who signed that? He knew it was your birthday coming up? What do you say to him?
Thank you. I love you.
What else do you say?
Thank you.
And this is the side of Trump that the fake news really doesn't want you to see. And Trump doesn't go around bragging that he helped people with mortgages, that he helped people with car payments, he helped people that didn't have work. He doesn't go around bragging that he's done all these things. He does it behind the scenes because he doesn't have to brag about it because he's not doing it for television ratings. He's not doing it for votes. He's doing it because he truly cares. And I think that really shows everyone the true character of a person. Because when you do something, you don't have to go out and say you did it. You're doing it because you truly want to help. And you don't need praise from others. You don't need people to clap for you. So when you see people and they're not saying anything, they're not bragging about it, it doesn't mean they're not doing things. See, those people that go out and say, hey, I just donated to this. Hey, I just helped that person. They want the praise from others. They want people to say, you did a great job. But the true person who does all these things and doesn't want the praise, they're doing it because they truly care and they don't care about what people say. They don't need people to applaud for them. They're doing it because this is who they truly are. And I do believe that is who he truly is. He's a person that truly cares and does it in the background, and you don't even know he's doing it. And I do believe this is the type of leader that this country needs. And I do believe we're going to get that leader. Now, what's very interesting is we could see since the debate, everything the deep state has done, trying to say that he's the liar and Kamala's the truth teller, well, it's completely and utterly backfiring on them. And everything that Kamala has done, where she said, you're crazy, that's not true, people now can see without a shadow of a doubt that she has lied. And when I say this, I'm not talking about the fake news because they're reporting on it. I'm talking about the power of digital soldiers. I'm talking about the power of social media, the power to spread this around, not to 1,000 people or 5,000 people. I'm talking about 50 million, 80 million, 100 million people. If you really look at Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and you look at the prime time, and you look at the age group who is actually watching all these different networks, they're getting anywhere from about 700,000 to a million people watching their networks. Do you know social media reaches 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 200 million people? That is much, much more powerful than the fake news. The fake news is obsolete. And the people know this, and the people get their information from other places. So when you hear the fake news talking about Trump didn't do well in the debate, oh, Trump didn't do, it's all fake. They have to do this because they're the propaganda outlets. That's what they're programmed to do. Because remember, the deep state controls them. They're not going to tell you anything but the opposite of what's really going on. And this is what they've always done. And if you don't believe me, just go back in time. Do your own research. Didn't they tell you during the 2020 election that the laptop was Russian disinformation? Where did they get that information from? From their masters. Didn't they tell you the bioweapon was the only way that we could cure COVID? Well, where did they get this from? They got this from their masters. Didn't they tell you that COVID didn't leak from the labs? It came from the wet market? Well, who told them that? It came from their masters. If you go back in time and if you just listen to everything the news says, everything that they've told you is a complete and utter lie. And they do this on purpose. Plus, they leave out things on purpose. Because again, it's a propaganda machine. So when you hear, just like when Kamala, all of a sudden she was running for president, they told you, look at her poll numbers, look at her poll numbers. You know those are fake. Because now, look, everything has turned around. Yes, they're trying to still convince you on the fake news that she's still very, very close. Her numbers are in the dirt. They're so low, they're struggling right now. They're lower than Biden's. That's how bad they really are. And when you look at what's happening out in Ohio, there's more and more proof that they lied once again. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, newly released body cam footage shows officers arresting a woman in Ohio for eating a cat. She reportedly had fur on her lips and blood on her hands. She was charged with a felony and pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. And this is what the fake news is going to do, because they always do this. And Nick Freitas put this out and said, the left, no one is eating people's pets, which means we're 1 week away from, why do you care that people are eating pets? 3 weeks from, why eating pets is a good thing. And 4 weeks from, refusing to eat pets is white supremacy. That's how the fake news works. That's what they're going to tell you. And right now you could see with what the deep state has done, the Biden administration, Kamala Harris, Soros, and the rest, they have invaded this country with Haitians. America First Legal put this out on X and said, Haitian migrant accused of molesting child is in U.S. via controversial Biden-Harris program. New York Post, Haitian migrant double homicide suspect used Biden's CPP one app to legally enter U.S. So the articles go on and on and on. So basically what the Biden-Harris admin is doing, they're resettling legions of illegal Haitian nationals into the U.S. communities. And we could see that they are rapists, they're murderers, they're being arrested for molestation. They're bringing in the worst of the worst into this country. Now, what's very interesting is that DH Secretary Mayorkas, he is now criticizing Texas in the way they're handling the border because they're locking it down, because they're stopping the agenda of what he wants to do. That's exactly what he's arguing about. And he's trying to make it look like Texas is doing something wrong. He can't believe this is the first time he's ever seen a state go against federal policy. Well, that's the way the founding fathers actually wanted it. And Abbott, who is the governor of Texas, is actually shutting down the illegals coming to this country. And he's busing these individuals to those areas that are sanctuary cities. But again, the federal government, Mayorkas, the deep state players, the criminal syndicate, they don't like this. You see, they're doing the same thing, but they're bringing him into places where they want him to go. And we have Abbott bringing him into places where the deep state doesn't want them to go. And this is a major problem for them because it's showing the people the truth. But think about this story about Haitians. Think about why this is now blowing up and now people know that there's a lot of Haitians in here and they eat pets, they practice voodoo, and a lot of these individuals are rapists, murderers, and everything else. Well, let's go back to Post 29. This is November 1st, 2017. I'm just going to read a couple lines down. It says, the child abductions for satanic rituals, i.e. Haiti and other third world countries, are paused, not terminated, until players in custody. So I do believe what we're going to see is that Haiti, that is connected to the pedo network. And they used Haiti to get children there. And I do believe now, since Haiti is out in the public realm, this is going to make a lot of sense for the people. And people are going to learn who was involved with this. The Clinton Foundation, the Clintons, Obama, you name it. All these individuals were involved in this. Even Hollywood. Remember, wasn't there an earthquake in Haiti and all Hollywood came out to support Haiti? What do you think they were really supporting? Were they supporting the victims of the earthquake or were they supporting their pedo network system? That's what they were really supporting. And I think people are going to see this. Just like they can see that the deep state players, they're using censorship as we get closer and closer to the election. Yes, censorship has always been there, but they're actually ramping it up. And very interestingly, Mark Zuckerberg declares he's done apologizing for Facebook censorship. Well, the reason why you have to continually apologize is because you haven't stopped the censorship. Even though he came out and said he did something wrong back in the 2020 election, which is election interference, actually there should be charges brought against him. If you look at Instagram and Facebook, they're doing the same exact thing. Actually, it's getting a lot worse right now. And people are starting to notice this. And this is why he has to apologize over and over and over, because he's not slowing down censorship. He's actually speeding it up. And what we have come to learn, and this is coming from America First Legal, they have obtained new internal CDC documents revealing foreign collusion in the Biden-Harris government censorship regime. American First Legal released new documents exclusively obtained in its litigation against the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. AFL obtained the slide deck used in a presentation by the United Kingdom's Counter Disinformation Unit to the Biden-Harris National Security Council Interagency Policy Committee on August 10, 2021. This release comes on the heels of calls from House Cybersecurity Subcommittee Chairwoman Nancy Mace to ensure that the 2024 election is protected from the deep state censorship that was prevalent in the 2020 election. As part of the NSC's regular interagency meeting on censorship, COVID-related speech in the United States, the White House has hosted the Counter Disinformation Unit from the UK government in 2021 to learn about their most effective censorship techniques. Some of the UK's recommendations to the Biden-Harris administration included the following: establishing a dedicated unit to lead government-wide censorship efforts, enacting legislation for the government to regulate the misinformation and disinformation policies of tech companies and punish them if they refuse to comply with government censorship demands, create and maintain partnership with companies to flag disfavored content, use the foreign policy apparatus to coordinate this shared agenda between aligned governments and multilateral institutions, leverage its control over social media to counter disinformation and promote leftist dogma. This meeting was attended by high-level staff from the White House, the NSC, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which is ODNI, the Central Intelligence Agency, which is CIA, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, Department of State, Treasury, Defense, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services, the U.S. Agencies for International Development and Global Media, as well as high-ranking officers in the Army, Navy, and Air Force. At this meeting, the CDU outlined how they've been censoring the British public, and these documents expose how left-wing authoritarian governments across the globe are working together to attack free speech. During the censorship meeting, the Biden-Harris NSC invited the British government to share its censorship playbook. They recommended creating a dedicated hub to lead government-wide censorship efforts, passing legislation to enable the government to coerce social media companies, and enlisting the Department of State to partner with foreign allies and multilateral institutions to coordinate the global censorship agenda. So it's no longer a conspiracy. They were violating the Constitution every step of the way. And this was a coordinated effort around the world. And I think people now can see this very, very clearly. And it's getting worse and worse for the deep state players now, because now the evidence is coming out and people now can see the truth. Yes, the government, they don't care about the rights of the people. Yes, the government, they want to get rid of the Constitution. Yes, the government hates the people of this country. And when I say government, I'm talking about the criminal syndicate. I'm talking about the deep state players. They cannot stand the people, especially those people that stand up for freedom. They hate it. They can't take it. They would, if they had the ability, I think they would just go out and kill every single person if they had that ability. That's how much they hate the people. I mean, just look at 9/11. Did they care that they killed 3,000 people or so? They did not. Think about all the wars. Think about all the fake things that they have done, the false flags that they set up. They do it because they don't care. They only care about themselves. They only care about control. And they want this country destroyed every step of the way. And you could see it by opening the borders, by starting a war, by destroying the entire economy. You could see it very, very clearly. Just like you could see that war is building up now out across the world. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But what's very interesting is that Polish MEP Braun said that he doesn't want Blinken visiting Poland. He said, Blinken, go home as soon as possible. Get lost. We don't want you here. We don't want Polish people paying and dying for your wars. Well, that's a very strong statement. Unbelievable. And what's very interesting is, remember the entire time when they told us that Trump continually says that veterans are suckers and losers? Well, Trump never said it, but they did. Remember yesterday when we talked about how Kirby hit reply all and sent an email out to everyone? Basically, what was he doing? Well, he was calling American veterans suckers and losers. This is truly how the Biden administration and the deep state players actually really feel. And basically now the world knows. But like we said before, the deep state players right now, they are building up and setting the stage for war. Blinken, they're getting ready to say, yes, you can use long-range missiles on Russia. We see Canada Trudeau fully supports Ukraine using long-range weaponry against Russia. We see other installed leaders, they're all for it. And I do believe they're trying to set the stage. It doesn't mean that this is going to happen, but it seems that all the installed leaders, the criminal syndicate leaders, they're all for it. I do believe this is going to build up and build up and build up. And Ukraine might even just do it because they want to do it. Because the deep state, once again, they'll just start firing missiles in there and they'll blame other people of why Russia is retaliating. And then this will set the course of, hey, Russia fired into Ukraine, so we're going to fire back. No matter what is happening right now, they are definitely setting the stage. And you could see it, and you could see it very, very clearly. And the criminal syndicate, the installed leaders, they're all for it. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a false flag, because sometimes they just need a little event to say, whoa, we now can shoot missiles into Russia. So I do believe they'll probably set something up blaming on Russia, and then they'll say, okay, we're now allowed to shoot missiles into Russia, the long-range missiles. So basically they're setting the stage, and what's very interesting is that the U.S. Defense Department, they have ordered a study to simulate the impact of nuclear conflict, global agriculture in Eastern Europe. Now, that is very, very interesting. Are they worried about a nuclear war? No, they're not worried about it. They're going to start one. Now, like we said in the very, very beginning, when you see the crisis being built up in Ukraine and Russia, which is going to include NATO, Europe, the U.S., when you see it out in the Middle East, which is going to include Iran, the U.S., and Israel, when you see it out in Taiwan, it's going to include the U.S. and China, people are going to see this all over the place. Now, it's up to Kamala and the Biden administration to shut this down. You see, Trump, he's on the outside. Trump is saying, listen, look what they've caused here. They've caused a problem out in Ukraine, a problem in the Middle East, the problem out in Taiwan, and it's getting worse and worse. And here we are in the month of October. Now, I can't do anything because, again, I'm not in the White House. If you elect me, I can have peace. I will shut this down. Let's talk about our health. It turns out the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. No, the end game of having healthy weight as well as more energy and long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch you can flip in your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling this caloric bypass. And by activating this specific process in your body, he has seen thousands, yes, thousands of people dramatically improve their health, even at age 50 and beyond. This includes losing weight, getting tons more energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth once they simply addressed this one key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives, meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone, his health is fantastic, and he feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. His video has been watched by over 20 million people to date, and you can watch and learn about it at thehealthyfat.com/X22. It's linked at the bottom of the video, but he'll teach you exactly how he has kept his weight off for free at thehealthyfat.com/X22. So just click on the link in the description below the video. He's going to say Kamala can do this right now, just like he said during the debate. She can go to that beautiful White House. She can shut down the border. She can do all the things she's saying. She could do it right now. So the onus, as Trump would say, is going to be on her. She is the one who's going to have to show everyone that she can have peace. She is the one who's going to have to say, yeah, I can shut this down. We're not going to go to war. But when it gets worse and worse, she can't say, well, I'll do it when I'm president. It's not going to work. She's going to have to do it now with Biden. And do you really think that she's going to be able to stop this? No, because what does the deep state actually want? What's their agenda? What's the 16-year plan? Their plan is war. And they know that they need to start this now. Plus, when the economy is coming down, they're going to have a lot to handle. They're going to have all the different events that are occurring across the globe that are bringing us closer and closer to World War III. They're going to have the market come down, and the people are going to be looking to this person who said, I can do all these things. Look at my policies. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Well, all right, everyone's looking at you. Go ahead. You told us the economy was great. Biden told us the economy is great. Why did the market come down? Why are people being laid off? Please fix it right now. Don't wait until you're president. You can do it right now. You're in the ones in office. We're heading towards war. Go ahead. You do it. You told us you can. Everyone's going to be looking. Even the D's, they're going to be looking at this. And when the events get worse and worse and worse, what do you think is going to happen? The people are going to see the truth. Sometimes you got to show the people. Just like now with all the studies coming out, the peer-reviewed studies, people are now seeing that the vaccine, the bioweapon that they released on the people, did absolutely nothing. Tracy Hoag put this out. She's MD, PhD. It says, how effective was the 2023-24 mRNA COVID vaccine versus COVID infection? Below are data from Cleveland Clinic showing the unadjusted cumulative COVID incident by vax status. You look, remember, going back in time, everyone didn't get the vaccine. We have millions upon millions of people that didn't get it. Shouldn't they be dead by now? I guess their theory didn't work. I guess it backfired on them, because now we have vaccinated, we have unvaccinated. And when you look at the graph, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, there's no difference. The vaccinated people are not protected. You know what protected them? Natural immunity, because the unvaccinated, they have the same exact protection. Some will mention that the adjusted estimated vax effectiveness was reported as 23%, but this disappears if you do not adjust for prior numbers of COVID vax doses. This group found the more prior vax doses you had, the higher your risk of COVID infection during the study. That's interesting. Why is that? Oh, that's right. COVID's included with the bioweapon. In other words, if this apparent increasing risk of infection with more prior doses, which may be due to confounding, isn't adjusted for, the calculated effectiveness of 2023-2024 vaccine disappears and the vaccine appears ineffective versus infection. If they do adjust and assume the higher rate of infections with more prior doses received is real, the 2023-2024 vax appears slightly effective versus infection. But then we have a vax where the more doses you get, the more likely you are to have COVID infections long term. Didn't we say this back in 2020? It's going to be the gift that keeps on giving. It's going to be included in the vaccine. Of course it is. Why did they include it? Because they wanted you to continually get booster after booster, because they were hoping everyone was going to be vaccinated and they were going to say, oh my God, COVID's back. You got to get your booster. Who was actually causing the COVID infection? It was the vaccine. Remember, the plandemic was a hoax. They used statistical numbers. You know what the real pandemic is? It's the vaccine. That's how they were really causing the pandemic. The problem is there's millions of people that didn't get the vaccine. So now they're trapped in all of this. Tracy continues, neither scenario makes the vaccine look good. According to the study, either the 2023-24 JN1 vaccine did not work against infections, or it worked slightly initially, but more prior mRNA vaccine doses increases infection risk long term. I'm glad they presented adjusted and unadjusted analysis. This highlights why it would be useful to have randomized data so we have some sense of whether or not these current COVID vaccines do prevent infection at all or increase long term. Randomized info about COVID and all cause hospitalizations and deaths would even be more helpful. Caveat, this study started December 31st, so they might have missed some early effectiveness in the fall. So when people ask me about the potential for effectiveness of the 2024-2025 mRNA COVID vaccines, I think of this figure from last year and am skeptical it will prevent infection in any meaningful way. And she's absolutely right. And it looks like the Florida Department of Health is urging zero use of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines heading into fall and winter. Based on the high rate of global immunity and currently available data, the state surgeon general advises against the use of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. Any provider concerned about the health risk associated with COVID-19 for patients over the age of 65 or with underlying health conditions should prioritize patient access to non-mRNA COVID-19 vaccines and treatment. Absolutely. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. They didn't have the pandemic that they thought. So they had to create it with statistical numbers. They had to pay the hospitals to say, look at all these deaths. They were going to actually have the pandemic with the vaccine. That is the true pandemic. And yes, COVID was going to be included. Every year they're going to say, take a test, make sure you don't have COVID. If you have COVID, go get your booster. And of course, everyone was going to have COVID. You know why? It was included in the vaccine and in every single booster. But think about the other things that you got with the bioweapon. You got illnesses, you got heart problems. You're seeing cancers like we've never seen before. That's what they gave the people. And now the truth is coming out. And people now are starting to understand. Now they're starting to see this. And it's getting worse and worse for them. Just like the assassination attempt is getting worse and worse for the deep state players. Remember, if they lied about one thing, they lied about everything. It's a criminal syndicate. It's that simple. And what's very interesting is that Senator Richard Blumenthal, he said that when he listened to the hearing, he was shocked to hear what was really going on. Now, do I believe that he got a report saying, hey, by the way, this was a planned op? No, I think what's happening right now, they're going to come out and say the people that were protecting Trump, they weren't trained. They failed their examinations. These people should have never been there. This is how they cover it all up. Let's get to the text messages. Let's get to what's really going on. Because, again, to have someone come in like this, for no one to see this individual, for the Secret Service to stand down, because remember, there are certain individuals that were in the know. And yes, you needed the idiots around them. This was a planned operation from the very, very beginning. And it takes time to plan something like this. And yes, the local law enforcement, they're not in the know. This is why you had a local law enforcement take this individual out. This is why local law enforcement climbed up to the roof. Because again, they didn't know what the true plan was. They didn't know they were going to have an attempted assassination. So when people said, I think there's someone's on the roof, and the police said, what? Really? Let me go check. They had no idea. Because remember, they weren't in the know. They had the idiots that they should never have been there. But there were a few select that knew exactly what was going on, and they were trying to control the whole situation. So that's what we're seeing right now. But Jesse Waters put this out and says, new Secret Service bombshell. Senator Josh Hawley says the lead Secret Service advance agent was a woman from Pittsburgh field office. She failed a key exam, but the disgraced former director Kim Cheadle promoted her anyway. Now Homeland Security is telling the Secret Service to cover the whole thing up. Josh Hawley again. Now I'm told the Department of Homeland Security is pressuring the Secret Service not to comply with the document request by Congress about the Trump assassination attempt. What are they hiding from the American people? Well, we need to go a little bit deeper, and we need to get actually the text messages, the emails, and I don't mean the government text messages and emails. I mean their Gmail accounts. I mean the emails that they use outside of the system when they plan something like this. Yes, you're going to find out that all these people weren't qualified. Yes, you're going to find out that they failed. It's DEI. But those are the people that they wanted there, because otherwise you couldn't really pull it off if you had someone that knew what they were doing. So they had to bring these people in. But we need to go to the select few that actually planned this op out, and they were communicating with each other, and we need the documentation of how long they planned this. That is going to give us the true picture of what really happened and who is responsible for it. Just like when we learned about January 6th, all of a sudden we learned that they had 100 confidential human sources. Kash Patel let everyone know, for an operation like this, you have to plan this. And you have to plan it for a very long time, maybe over a year. And they put their operatives in place, the FBI, the Capitol Police, and everyone else. So that was planned. This was planned also. And we need to get to the bottom of it. And I don't mean the DEI people. I mean the actual messages, the op. That's what we need to find. I think one day it's going to come out and people are going to be absolutely shocked. Just like people are shocked now that all the cases against Trump are completely and utterly falling apart. Right now, Fannie Willis, she decided, you know something, I'm not going to pay attention to my subpoena. I'm going to do what I want. It's amazing. These criminal syndicate, they don't have to abide by subpoenas. Is the DOJ going to arrest her? Is anyone going to press charges? Is anyone going to do anything? Most likely not, because guess what? It's a two-tier justice system. But what's very interesting is that a Georgia judge has now stunned Fannie Willis because they dismissed multiple charges against Trump. The Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee has delivered a major blow to Fannie Willis' case against Trump, dismissing three charges from the historic indictment tied to alleged interference in Georgia's 2020 presidential election, according to Atlanta News First. The charges are part of the indictment brought by Willis targeting Trump and several of his allies for their efforts to contest the state's election results following his loss to Joe Biden. The ruling dropped two criminal counts against Trump, which were integral to Willis's case, alleging a coordinated effort to overturn Georgia's election results. Additionally, one charge against a key ally of Trump was dismissed. The decision marks a significant setback for Willis and the criminal syndicate. So they're having a very, very difficult time. Remember, most of these cases, they were brought up by Biden to try to stop Trump and basically get the people to turn away from Trump before the elections. But now we're so close to the elections that these cases, they're not doing what they thought they were going to do. Biden is no longer running for the presidency. And now we have Kamala Harris, is where she's taking a different tactic. And the deep state players, they have changed tactics. And most likely they're going to try to cheat in the election, but they're going to try to not certify the election once Trump wins. And this is why I do believe they moved the sentencing date to after the election, because their entire mission is to try to make it look like Trump is ineligible to hold office. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that supposedly there's charges coming in the alleged Iranian hack leak attack on the Trump campaign. And they're bringing up this individual's name, and his name is Robert. And Robert was involved in working with Iran to actually hack the Trump campaign. Now, I do believe the deep state players are probably doing all this to build up the idea that Iran is behind all this. We need to go to war, and especially when Iran attacks Israel. I do believe their motivation here is to bring in Iran, bring in China, bring in Russia, and make the people believe that we're heading towards World War III, which is exactly what they're trying to do. So you got to start to bring all the players in. But I think in the end, this is not going to work out the way they thought it was going to work out, because as they build the war up, people are going to be looking towards the White House to solve the problem, and they won't be able to. Because if you really look at it, everything's falling apart around them. See, during the debate, which is very interesting, Trump just allowed the deep state players to do what they do best, lie. And she even responded saying, "Are you crazy? I never did that." So she lied to the American people right in front of everyone's face. And she made these ridiculous faces. She had snarky remarks. And now what's happening is the things that Trump said, they're coming true. Even Time magazine, they were forced to issue an embarrassing correction, not because of the fake news. It's because everyone is on social media pointing out that Kamala told lies. But what's very interesting about all these news organizations, they always like to put the correction like way, way down in the beginning. So they keep their headline up saying, oh, you know, Trump was destroyed by Kamala. And then down below in the article, very, very low, very small print, they wrote the original version of the story mischaracterized as false Donald Trump statement accusing Kamala Harris of supporting transgender operation on illegal aliens in prison. As a presidential candidate in 2019, Harris filled out a questionnaire saying she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition treatment for detained immigrants. But again, when you read the article and you see the headline, you really don't see that. So once again, you could see that they're still pushing propaganda, but they were forced to correct it, which tells you everything you need to know. And think about it. ABC News fact-checked Trump on crime. Well, all of a sudden now, we're getting the real data, because remember, they switched systems and they left data out. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, "Massive news. The Department of Justice just released brand new crime data showing I was absolutely and completely right at the debate. In fact, the data is even worse than we would have ever imagined. Compared to 2020, violent crime is up nearly 40%. Rape is up 42%. Aggravated assault are up 55%. Violent crime with a weapon is up 56%. Violent attacks on strangers are up 61%. Car theft is up 42%. The most serious forms of violent crimes are up 55%. Our cities are under siege. And this does not include the migrant crime, migrant rape spree that has overtaken the cities in recent months. Kamala crime is destroying America and gangs are taking over." Absolutely. And what's very interesting with this whole debate is that ABC failed to disclose a debate conflict because Lindsay Davis is a sorority sister of Kamala Harris. They both belong to the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. And by the way, the pearl earrings, that's part of their sorority. Now, that doesn't mean they're not listening devices, but you could see this is why they're wearing pearl earrings. And maybe that allowed them to put the listening devices on, even though people are saying they're Tiffany. Actually, we're going to have to really inspect these earrings to see what they actually are. So isn't this a conflict of interest right here? Shouldn't this been brought out into the open? Think about this for a second. Because when you're starting to look at this and you look at what ABC did, it's starting to look a lot like election interference, isn't it? And now with the whistleblower coming out, we're going to find out a lot more information, because the whistleblower signed a non-disclosure agreement, and the affidavit states how the Harris campaign was given sample questions, which were essentially the same questions that were given during the debate, and separate assurances of fact-checking Donald Trump, and that she would not be fact-checked. Huh, that is very interesting. Now, ABC is coming out saying, no, we never gave her the questions. Well, what this whistleblower is saying is that you gave her sample questions, not the original questions. And what about the topics? They didn't mention that part. So that's very interesting. So if they have done this, this is election interference by ABC. Ooh, this is pretty darn bad. Actually, charges should be brought against ABC. Now we have a former top Clinton advisor, Mark Penn. He's calling for an investigation into ABC. This is getting worse and worse as time goes on. Trump, he put this out and said, people are saying that Comrade Kamala Harris had the questions from fake news ABC. I would say it is very likely. The two so-called anchors were a disgrace to modern-day journalism. David Muir should be ashamed of himself, as should Lindsay Davis, who I never heard of, but both were nasty and rude when they were making statements that they knew were false. As an example, the FBI said they didn't give all the information when coming up with the crime stats, making me right, despite having to debate three people. Polls firmly state that I won, and easily. I felt that also. But no politician should ever do a debate with ABC News. They have proven not worthy, and hopefully an investigation will be done as to whether or not they gave the debate questions to Comrade Kamala, whose best friend is a top ABC executive. If she did give the questions to Kamala, ABC's license should be terminated. Remember, Donna Brazile works for ABC, and she gave the questions to Hillary Clinton. So when you start to look at all this, the polls are fake, the debates are rigged, the economic data is fake, the crime stats, they've been purged, the job report has been inflated and faked, the media is a propaganda outlet. I mean, then we have all these corrupt politicians just lying to the American people over and over and over. I think people now are seeing the big picture here. I think everyone's starting to realize that everything that they've been telling us is one gigantic lie. Trump, he put this out and says, I won the debate, but was criticized by the radical left lunatics because I looked angry and forceful. But think, why wouldn't I be angry? I love the USA, and it is being destroyed by grossly incompetent leadership and inflation, a terrible economy, horrible military decisions, no respect from around the world, and more than 20 million people, many from prisons and mental institutions, are pouring into our country and creating havoc, crime, and destruction like never seen before. Am I supposed to be smiling like Comrade Kamala Harris with her fake 1.5 hour smile and long practice facial expressions despite all the problems that she and Crooked Joe have caused? No, there's nothing to smile about. But there will be in the not too distant future when America makes the biggest comeback in history. November 5th, Make America Great Again. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is that CBS, they are now partnering with Univision and the Wall Street Journal, and they have invited both presidential candidates to participate in an October debate at Arizona State University. We hope they accept and provide voters with another opportunity to hear directly from them. Now, Trump, he's already said there will be no third debate whatsoever. And I do believe that once this information comes out and shows that Kamala got the questions or the topics or similar questions, and yes, the moderators, they were biased, I think people are going to be sitting here going, holy crap, look at this. They just lied to the people. But everything that was done during this debate has completely and utterly backfired on them. Clandestine explains, we are witnessing a fascinating post-debate shift. The ABC fact-checkers were not true, which was inversely drawn more attention to these topics, also known as the Streisand effect. Springfield, late-term abortion, gun confiscation. Public discourse on X has thoroughly debunked ABC's fact checks and brought video receipts for every single Kamala lie. As time goes on, public perception is falling more in favor of Trump, thanks to the reach and influence of citizen journalists on X and other social media circulating the video evidence that disproves Kamala, ABC's lies from the debate. This is not only proves Kamala and ABC lied, but it's further confirmation that the mainstream media are in bed with the DNC and once again proves Trump was right about the media being corrupt and out to get him. The more the media attack him with such blatant bias, the more it validates Trump's entire narrative and discredits the Dems for weaponizing the media against Trump. They just proved a deep state exists while the entire world was watching. Initially, I didn't think this debate would have much impact on public perception or change the calculus in November. But as I observed the public's response on social media, I think this performance from ABC woke up more people than I projected. Normally, the moderators are more subtle with their bias, but ABC made it so obvious that some of the remaining normies are starting to notice glitches in the matrix. Absolutely. And a lot of people are starting to know this. Actually, this is probably the best thing that ever happened. Just like putting the resident into the White House. That was the best red pill that the people have ever seen. And now as we approach the presidential election and the economy is crashing and war is approaching and we have terrorists coming over the border, what do you think is going to wake up the rest of the people? Really think about it. But you can see the deep state players, they are prepared and ready to cheat in the election. And what's very interesting is we have the Social Security numbers. They were hacked and people's names, addresses, and numbers were put out into the public realm. We also have credit card processor data breached, which exposed personal information. Now, I do believe this is probably the deep state players. Why? Because they need names, addresses, social security numbers to do what? To mail in ballots. So I do believe all this hacking that we're seeing with credit card companies, social security, they need names. They need social security numbers so they could fill out what? Voter registration. So they could fill out the ballots. This way, they actually have people's names and addresses. So I do believe they're probably using this information to print up their ballots. And remember, a lot of these hacks happened a while ago. So this is very, very interesting as we move forward. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we could see that all these fake news pollsters, they're not here to give you true polls. They're here to set the narrative. I mean, let's go back a little bit in time. Let's go back to Frank Luntz, who's a pollster. Back in November 8th, 2016, Frank Luntz put this out. In case I wasn't clear enough from my previous tweets, Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States. Was she? No, she wasn't. So now he's saying that Kamala Harris cost Trump the election and Kamala won the debate and he's cooked. Well, you remember his other prediction? Didn't work out too well. Neither is this one. But when you start to look at the polls, you can see Trump is actually gaining voters right now. People are walking through the door. Eric Daugherty. Trump garners 82% of white evangelical vote in new poll. He wins Catholics 52 to 47%. And Kamala Harris is polling the lowest of any Democrat since 1988 among Jewish voters, when H.W. Bush won in a 426 electoral college landslide. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And when you look at Polymarket, it has Trump at 52%, Harris at 48%. So he really lost the debate? It's really affecting him? No, it's affecting Kamala because people are learning that she lied through all of this. But now we're heading into another phase and people are going to see the truth. But what actually gives us the picture of who the people actually like? Well, remember when Harris, Biden, and Trump walked into the fire station in PA? What happened during this time? Well, when Biden and Harris walked in, nobody cared. When Trump walked in, everyone applauded. Take a listen. And that tells you everything you need to know. And the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he has arrived in LA today, in California, to attend a fundraiser hosted in support of him by Governor Gavin Newsom's relatives and the families of Tim Walz. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. Absolutely unbelievable. But you could see that as we approach the election, we know the deep state players, they're putting everything into place to cheat. And I do believe they have two plans right now. The first plan is before the election. Let's get the ballots. Let's use the post office. And let's see if we can shut down the elections long enough to cheat in the election. Because we know the report has already come out saying that the post office is going to have a difficult time getting all the ballots to the voting centers. Which means what they're going to do, instead of doing it at the voting center, they're going to actually see how many ballots they need. The post office is going to create those ballots, then deliver them to the voting centers. This is why they're going to shut down the counting. Plus, when you look at the Union for Postal Workers, they endorse Kamala Harris. That's a huge problem. Joe Polak put this out and said, if you vote by mail, you have to give your ballot to someone whose union has endorsed one side in the election. How is this even legal at all is completely baffling. No one should be handing in any ballots. Everyone should be going to the voting centers. The only people that are going to be sending in mail-in ballots is the deep state players with their illegals. That's who. That should tell you everything you need to know. And you could see that they are getting prepared and ready to suppress outrage by the Trump supporters. They're already setting everything up. Paul Sperry put this out and said, in a move to suppress voter outrage over the framing of Trump and the raid on his home by the Biden-Harris regime, AG Garland is warning that conspiracy theories, DOJ, was weaponized against Trump is leading to dangerous threats against DOJ workers and must stop. Julie Kelly put this out and said, Biden regime prepping to criminalize 2024 election protests. The designation empowers the Secret Service to lead security planning and provide extensive resources to state and local authorities assisting with its implementation. It will mean unprecedented levels of security when Congress certifies the results of the presidential election. So basically, what they are now doing, they're setting this all up to make sure that the people that they have protesting, and those are Antifa illegals, they'll be dressed up as Trump supporters, they are going to be protected, they're going to be allowed to protest, and they're going to allow the fake news to actually televise all this and say to everyone, Trump supporters are very angry, they're out in mass in D.C. and other places, and look what's happening. Now, again, these aren't going to be the true Trump supporters, but again, I do believe what they're going to be doing is they're going to be putting these people into place to get the real Trump supporters out there. And this is why Merrick Garland is already, you know, starting the narrative that if you do anything like this, like you did in January 6th, we're going to arrest you. Now, they're not going to arrest those people that are posing as Trump supporters. They're going to be using them to lure real Trump supporters in. That's what they really want. And that's what they're going to try to do. Because again, when they can't cheat in the election, they're going to move to their second phase. And their second phase is not to certify the election. And just like Jamie Raskin said, we're going to make it so Trump can't hold office. We're going to use the 14th Amendment because, again, we're going to make it so the Trump supporters have another insurrection. Now, the Trump supporters didn't have an insurrection in the first place. That was the deep state players. Now, they're going to make sure that they get the Trump supporters out there. Remember, last time Trump gave a speech, he told people to come to D.C. People did. They heard the speech. They were, you know, pretty far away from the Capitol. So the deep state players, they already had the Trump supporters there. This time around, Trump, where is he going to be giving a speech? Do you think he's going to be giving a speech in D.C.? No. So he's not, most likely not going to be there. He might be at Mar-a-Lago. So how do you get the Trump supporters there? And how do you protect those people that are baiting in the Trump supporters? Think about what they're setting up right now. I do believe this is exactly what they're doing. And they're hoping that the Trump supporters take the bait. But again, I do believe that this time is going to be very, very different because who's in charge of security for the Capitol? Still Speaker Johnson, even though they're setting this up to protect their own people. And once again, I do believe when these illegals start to go after those individuals in the Capitol, and we have illegals in most, you know, different blue cities, I do believe this invasion just went hyperbolic, and it means the military then is going to have to step in. And I do believe Speaker Johnson will probably call the ball for D.C., and this is going to start a chain reaction around the country. Because once again, it's Speaker Johnson's responsibility for security at the Capitol. So let's see how this all plays out. And I do believe when all is said and done and Trump then is the president of the United States, and he's the president-elect at the time, I do believe the people are going to say, listen, you got to have peace. You got to stop the riots that are happening right now. You need to do something because those people in the White House right now, they're not doing it. So I do believe the people will be behind him. And I wonder if he has the ability to actually negotiate peace, to call on the military forces to stop what's happening around the country. And I do believe he will. And once this happens, it's game over for the deep state players. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.